We're doing Sidur HaDorot. We're up to the year 987. Chanoch. Lakach oto Elokim. God took Chanoch from the world in the year 987, which was the year 113 of Lamech. And it was the 300th year of Metushelah. Chanoch, he quotes over here that Uriel reappeared in Chanoch, and Uriel's countenance appeared in Adam HaRishon, and that he received the neshama that passed away from Adam HaRishon. And there's this angel whose name is the acronym Matat, and in one medrash it says that that angel is the spirit of Chanoch. And there's a sefer Chesed LaAvram where he quotes that Chanoch took the neshama of Adam HaRishon, and that's why he became an angel. And Eliyahu took some part of that, some secret part of that, and other parts of Adam's soul were taken by Cain and Hevel, etc., however that works. Cain's portion reappeared in Canaan and in Mahalalel, and Nadav and Avihu and Pinchas, and that's why it says they were Tmeim Lenefesh Adam. Lenefesh Adam goes back to the original Nefesh of Adam HaRishon. That's how they want to explain. And Chanoch reappeared three times. Chanoch reappeared as Eliezer, Avram's servant, and as Yosef, and again as Yoshua. So that's what they quote here in these books on Gilgul and whatever that means. Okay, so Chanoch, going back to the homestead, regular Midrashim, Chanoch went up to heaven, and the kings on earth got up and anointed Metushelach. They appointed him instead of his father Chanoch. And Metushelach did what was right, just as he had learned by his father Chanoch. And he taught people wisdom and understanding and to be God-fearing people. And at the end of his life, so people left that way of life. They started stealing forcibly from one another. They rebelled against Hashem. They destroyed their ways, and Hashem got very upset. So Hashem said that Hashem destroyed what people planted, and they'd plant, and it wouldn't grow, and they'd have thorns, and they wouldn't have ample food supply. And even though they saw that things were going wrong, they didn't repent, and they got Hashem upset at them, and Hashem said, okay, I regret I ever created man. And that brings us to the second millennium.